Dear Ollie, by Michael Mapurgo.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Daniel Bennett. Dear Ollie, I have often thought of writing a story in movements rather than chapters, like a symphony. But for this, I needed a story with three distinct yet linked themes, each with a different mood. Perhaps it was the moods and rhythms of the seasons that suggested this to me. And for me, it is swallows that are the magical conductors of the seasons. I came across two stories that enabled me to compose my symphony story. One movement here, at home on the farm in Devon, one in Africa, and the two themes linked by a third, the swallow's flight from home to Africa. I heard of a young Frenchman, so moved by the misery and horror of war and suffering in Rwanda, that he gave up everything, and left at once to help in the only way he knew how. Then a good friend of mine suffered a dreadful car accident. Full of admiration, I watched how he coped with the pain, with the change it brought to his life. I charted his recovery, his rebuilding of himself. Dear Ollie is a story about nobility and courage. Courage against all the odds. The young Frenchman's, the swallows, and my friends. I hope you love reading it as much as I loved writing it. Michael Mapurgo, September 2000. Ollie's story. Ollie was painting her toenails, light blue with silver glitter. She stretched out her legs and wriggled her toes.